That's not necessarily bad if it's working for you. What happens is, if things aren't working, meaning you're not producing the desired results, it's time to analyze the habits that have brought you where you are. That's all. It's not a big deal. And the beauty is, I call it beauty, it's beauty and sad. The things that got you here, things, habits, may not get you where you want to go because we know change is constant.
Welcome to the Habits to Goals podcast with Martin Grunberg. Are you ready to achieve goals faster and more consistently than ever before? You need the Habit Factor. You're listening to Habits to Goals, the podcast that helps you create the habits that lead to success. And here is Martin Grunberg.
Hey, here we go. Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is Martin Grunberg. That is B-U-R-G. You have reached H2G, Habits to Goals, of course. And today we're getting into this concept. It's very significant, this concept of being caught up. Now, before we go there, I'm going to hit you with my GTR. First and foremost, knock on wood, the parents are alive. My mother just turned 80, and I flew out to Nevada, quick one-nighter to celebrate that, and it was just a great time. We had some very sweet sushi, sweet sushi. And then for my mom's birthday, my dad got a new PC. Kind of funny. His old PC was extremely old. So a good, successful trip. On top of that, speaking of trips, just got over this painful experience of dialing in my daughter's trip. She's doing a semester abroad in Florence, and it was painful, but it's a GTR because it's done. We dialed in her flights there and back. All right, caught up or getting caught up. So occasionally people tell me they're surprised. I'm not sure why. And I mention this all the time on the show, that I listen to certain programs, Ed Foreman, Tony Robbins, Covey, I'm blanking on a name, Dyer, that's who I was thinking, and several others. Now, I'm in the gym the other day, and I got one of Robin's programs going. And so let me explain why. I listen first and foremost as a student, and I've listened to this content probably over 15-ish years. I want to say thousands of times. It's probably not thousands, but it's hundreds. Same message over and over and over. And if you've listened to the show for a long time, you understand why. So there's actually a few reasons to do this. One is, as a student, I'll listen again over and over and over because, and we've talked about this, sometimes the same message under a different environment, meaning it could be as simple as a different day, a different time, something sticks. But the other reason is relative to teaching and content, and sometimes what somebody may gloss over, a phrase, a concept, a saying, an idea, may need some added depth or color. And this is the case with today's topic. So I think it's his personal power program. Tony Robbins is like, haven't you ever done this where you've come upon a great idea or read a great book or took a great course, and then a week goes by or a month goes by, and you just haven't implemented it? you got caught up. And then he just kind of moves on. You got caught up. And certainly everybody can relate, I believe, to this idea. We learn something great, or we have an ambition. We want to write something. We want to paint something. We want to learn a new skill. And then we get caught up. So this is what we're going to go over today. What does that mean to be caught up? It's very significant. This isn't just something to gloss over. If we're getting caught up, what it means is we are bound by our daily habits. Our existing obligations and routines and habits. And I'll probably link to it, a fairly old post about what binds us, what keeps us tied up, what keeps us stuck, is the same force that can free us. Ironically, it's the force of habit. So, when he says, yeah, I read this book, it was all about finances, it was fantastic, I knew I was going to implement it, and then I didn't because I got caught up, and then he just keeps moving, and I'm like, wow, this we need to talk about. This is one of the most significant points of the habit factor, the book, the app, etc. In fact, some of the funny original meaning first, not favorable reviews of the app were like people going, the only problem with the app is I got to remember to use the app. And I was like, in the early days, we didn't have reminders or badges on the app. I was like, just set an alarm. Today, we have all the above. We have a reminder, we have a badge, and you can set an alarm. But it's a perfect example, a perfect illustration of how the force. Now, the flip side is you have hundreds of positive reviews, and people are like, this is a life changer. Well, the force that freed them, the force that changed their life, was one they harnessed. It's the force of habit, the force that binds us, that keeps us. Ironically, from creating new habits is the force of habit. When we say we're caught up, it's our inability to break free from the force of habit. So now you're saying, wonderful, Martin, you haven't told me anything new. How do I do that? You get intentional. You follow par. You plan. You act. You record. You reassess. Is it easy? Not necessarily. Does it take time? Absolutely. This is what the tracking sheet, the free tracking sheet, or the free app is made available for. This is why cue routine reward is a bit silly. That's based on rodents. Rodents do not, they do not have the ability to plan or intend. And they're certainly not reflecting as far as we know. Hang on. All right, very quickly. If you head over to Maven, MAVEN.com, search goals, search habits, you'll see the 28-day breakthrough. This is our small group cohort. The best investment you will ever make is in your own personal development. It's in your own education. It's in your own knowledge. So, no better way to kick off the new year. Go to Maven, MAVEN.com. Again, search goals, search habits. You'll see the 28-day breakthrough. It is a powerful small group cohort, and All the risk is taken away. It's money back guaranteed. Have a look, maven.com. All right, back to I actually had to hit pause because we had a memory issue. Cute routine reward is cute. It's semi-helpful. You get into a different environment, and that's a cue or a trigger, and you're like, oh, I want to smoke a cigarette, or I want to eat an ice cream. You walk into a movie theater, you're like, I want popcorn, because you've been in a movie theater before. The point is, cues are real, triggers are real, and that has little to do with crafting new intentional habits. When you plan, you pull out the free tracking sheet, you choose your target days, you set your minimum success criteria. If you don't know what I'm talking about, Google PAR, P-A-R-R, and the habit factor. Or you can go to Gemini or Bard or ChatGPT. So old, I don't recommend ChatGPT at this point. It's just not current. In any event, you Google it, you'll get a detailed description. If you download the free tracking sheet, you get a free video to walk you through the process. So when we're caught up, first of all, everybody's caught up. They don't even know it, because that's the force of habit. Just look at your day, take inventory of your day. What you did this morning is probably what you did yesterday morning and the morning before. That's not necessarily bad if it's working for you. What happens is, if things aren't working, meaning you're not producing the desired results, it's time to analyze the habits that have brought you where you are. That's all. It's not a big deal. And the beauty is, I call it beauty. It's beauty and sad. The things that got you here, things, habits, may not get you where you want to go, because we know change is constant. So this reassessment over a period of time relative to the results we desire is essential. When the results don't match what our goals are, then it's time to assess the inputs, the habits. So getting caught up is not something to gloss over. It's actually the key. It's one of the keys to the universe, if you will. One of the keys to your universe. Getting caught up. Everybody's caught up, and we have the ability to make time and change our patterns, our habits. If you look at the cover from 2010, the habit factor, you see the infinity symbol and it's slightly broken. The reason for that is to illustrate this idea that at any point in time, we can create new patterns, new habits that will ultimately create or form automaticity. So being caught up is extremely important. Every time I look at something and I'm like, well, I've always said I wanted to do X and I haven't, it's because I've been caught up, because it hasn't been a priority. I haven't set it to the tracking sheet. In other words, guitar. I always thought, boy, it'd be fun to learn guitar. I told an employee that probably 15 years ago. He gave me a guitar, and I thought, all I have to do is stick it in the living room, and someday I'll learn to play. Well, it never hit the tracking sheet. It really isn't a priority. And so I haven't worked on the skill / habit of guitar playing. Someday, hopefully, Someday is a different disease and problem that we've done that episode. The old someday aisle. So it just means it's not a priority, and it's fine. There's only so much time for so many priorities. When the book became a hard deadline, guess what? I was tracking it. I was tracking my writing and reassessing 4 weeks after 4 weeks after 4 weeks, over and over and over. That actually became semi-automatic, meaning the writing habit, because I had tracked for so many months. And it was aligned with my goal of completing the book. So this is just to say, to reemphasize the point, because I know a lot of you are frustrated. You have this intention, you have this goal, you want to do X, you've wanted to do X for months or years, and it hasn't, you haven't made any progress down that road. The reason is you haven't taken out the tracking sheet, you haven't allocated target days, you haven't planned, you haven't intended target days, you haven't set a minimum success criteria, you haven't followed PAR. As soon as you do that, what ends up happening is you make time. It becomes a priority, which is, we'll do that as a separate episode. I had a mini argument with somebody who said, you can't make time. Everybody's got 24 hours a day. And yes, you can make time. You make time by waking up earlier. You make time by setting priorities. You make time by intention and planning. And again, we'll do that as a separate episode. This is just to say, if you feel like you're caught up, you feel like you're stuck, the same force that's holding you, binding you, is the one that can set you free or in motion. And it begins with tracking. It begins with a plan, an intention, and then following through. We just did the episode of hacking motivation, air quotes, using three. So you do one, meaning one day, minimum success criteria. Then you do another day. It doesn't even have to be sequential day or the next day. And then you do a third day. And now you've really produced something known as self-efficacy, like you're getting momentum. So that is it. The real key is to understand that when you feel stuck, when you feel bound, it's just the force of habit. That's how powerful it is. There's a great Chinese quote that says, habits are cobwebs at first and cables at last. Think of a steel cable in a cobweb. Easy to break at first, cables at last. So now you're bound by all these cables, all the habits you've been doing over and over. The way to break that is to set an intention, develop a plan, follow PAR, and to begin to act and move down that road, if you will. So that's it. If you feel like you're caught up, you are, and that's okay. Everybody is. It begins with awareness and then realizing the same force that is binding you is the one that can free you. All right, my friends, we will button this up. That's the end. Over. Fini. Thank you very much. See you next week. Please share and find us over on Substack. And then if you're feeling really brave, comment. There's still only a handful of comments over at Substack, which is pretty funny. All right, my friends, see ya. Bye. All right, my friends, that is going to do it for this episode. If you are new here, there's only two things you should consider doing. One, go to thehabitfactor.com/templates. Get your free template that will walk you through the PAR method. You are not a rodent. You are not a rat. Why do I say that? Because the habit loop, the famed habit loop, was devised by studying rodents. You're a human. You have choice. You have intention. You have reflection. PAR, as a methodology for habit cultivation, is a process that leverages your human capacities. So go to thehabitfactor.com/templates and you get a free template, or just go to the iOS or Google Play Store and you can download the free Habit Factor app. The other thing that is worth doing, in my humble opinion, is subscribing. Subscribe, you get each episode downloaded automatically. That will save you time. It will save me time. We'll be on the same page, my friend. So that's it. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for subscribing, and make sure you begin tracking. See ya.